As we begin this morning, may I just say to you that I trust that you had a great Thanksgiving, enjoyed your time with family and friends, and that God has given you a rich blessing.
所以我今天开始以前，我相信你们在过去感恩节的时候，一定给你们家人和朋友做一个很好的时间。
Because of how the schedule has worked out this month, I need to say to you today, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
因为这个，我们恩福教会安排12月，它本来是在第三个礼拜，但是现在改成第一个礼拜，所以说现在就给你们说圣诞快乐。
I will be thinking about you and praying that God will bless you with a very fruitful new year and opportunity to love him more and to serve him.
所以我现在要告诉你说新年快乐，我希望你们有一个很好的新年，而且神会祝福你们。
Let me just say to you, thank you for your kindness and your love that you've demonstrated to me and the opportunity to come and to serve you with God's word.
谢谢您的爱，谢谢你们的仁慈，所以有机会跟你们再可以在这里再纪念，有这个分享。
It's been a privilege, and we'll continue to look forward to what God has in store, and we'll continue to pray for you often as well.
实在是我的权利到你们中间来，我希望在以后的时间继续的跟你们一起在这里分享神的话语。
As Christians, every one of us has a story to tell.
每一个基督徒都有他自己的故事可以讲出来的。
And my prayer is that this morning, as we even share from the passage of Scripture that we've just read together, that we will be reminded that God knows our heart and knows our attitudes that we have towards Him.
而且今天从我们的经文念的时候，我们深深地晓得神知道我们的心，也知道我们的对他的一切的承诺。
We are moved by the Apostle Paul's story of how he met Jesus Christ.
我们今天念的这个经文就知道，使徒保罗怎么样子遇见了耶稣。
His life was committed to persecution and to somehow to try to do away with Christians.
他本来的一生命的目的就是怎么样去逼迫基督徒，而且怎么样告诉他们说，人生怎么样子能够把耶稣基督完全放弃掉。
But in a very powerful way, God encountered the Apostle Paul and changed his life dramatically.
在一个强有力的一个机会中间，神怎么样子把保罗完全改变过来？
In the passage of Scripture that we read, you noted that he was defending his faith.
在我们今天的经文，你晓得他是在自己在辩护来他的信仰。
The passage even reminds us that God promised him that he would protect the Apostle Paul throughout his lifetime.
而且这里我们念到神允许他，神一生都会保护他，当他在传道的路上。
There are two books that as I look back outside of the Bible that have been very influential in my life.
对我一生中间有两本书，除了圣经之外，对我有那么大的影响。
One of the books is entitled Know What You Believe.
第一个本书就是说，你知道你信的是谁，是什么。
And the other is Know Why You Believe.
第二本书就是说，你知道为什么你要相信神。
It would be wrong if I came to you week after week and did not come with a sense of wanting to be sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
对我来讲，可能是一个错的事情。假如我到你们中间每次来这个讲道，而且没有要你们要知道，要来接受耶稣。The
Bible is full of information to help us to understand how we ought to live.
这圣经上已经充满了说，告诉我们要在我们的人生应该怎么样活。But
the Bible is also clear that we need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是圣经上也告诉我们说，我们应该跟耶稣基督有一个个人密切的关系。
Now, we may not have had the same type of experience that the Apostle Paul had, But nonetheless, our lives have been changed in the same way.
我们也许没有像使徒保罗那个经验改变的经验，但是我们每一个基督徒都有我们的生命中的改变的事实。
My message this morning really is geared to making sure that we have made that commitment to Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以我今天的信息是说，我们应该像使徒保罗那样子，把我们自己要对神有的承诺。
You might say it's a salvation message.
或者你可以说这是一个救恩的信息。
And if you're here today and you're a Christian and have known Jesus for a long time, just rejoice in that truth.
假如你是一个基督徒，已经做了很久，你认识耶稣很久了，你应该要那么样子享受耶稣基督。
But I'd also suggest that if there's someone here today who has never invited Christ to come into their life,
但是我在这里要说，对一些人没有从来没有接受耶稣过的人，
that you would listen clearly as we talk about the truth of knowing Jesus.
所以要你们希望你们能够知道很清楚的知道怎么样子去认识接受耶稣。
There's no greater joy for a Christian than to know that someone else becomes a Christian.
对一个基督徒来讲，没有对他来讲，没有一个更大人生的快乐，就知道说有一个可以把一个另外一个人带到耶稣基督面前。
Well, let's begin our message this morning from the passage of scripture we've been looking at.
让我们开始从我们念过的经文开始我们今天的信息。
I read a story that told about a church that felt that they had missed the chance and the opportunity.
我念过一个故事，说有一个教会，他们忽略了丢掉了那个机会。
There was a young boy who attended that church year after year and listened to the message but never invited Jesus into his life.
有一个小男孩，他在那里有很多年参加那个教会。他们结果他们都忽略了他，把他漏掉了在教会里面。
The sad note is that someone missed him.
这个整个来讲，就是说教会里面的人完全把他漏掉了。
His name was Sirhan Sirhan.
他的名字叫做 Sirhan Sirhan.
And at age 24, he shot and killed Senator Robert Kennedy.
在他24岁的时候，他用枪打了甘乃迪参议员，就是甘乃迪总统的弟弟。
The constant thought at this church continues to reoccur again and again.
所以因为这个事情发生，这个整个的教会他们自己就想起这个 Sirhan Sirhan 为他参加他们教会，一直在想起这个事实。
Someone missed him.
表示说在他们教会里面有一些人把他完全漏掉了。
Opportunities that are not taken advantage of will at times come back to haunt us as people.
假如这个机会来的时候我们没有抓住的话，这个没有抓住的机会，这个事实常常会来追讨我们。
The greatest tragedy will be that all those who stand before Christ and hear him say,
咱们最大的这个悲剧在的人生，就是有一天我们在耶稣基督台前听到耶稣说
Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you.
离开我，你们这些作恶的人，我不认识你。
And to know that they were almost persuaded.
这些人到了神面前，他们常常是差不多都要被说服了来接受耶稣基督。
They almost accepted Christ.
他们差不多愿意说，我愿意接受基督到我的心里。
Many will hear the truth, but many will ignore accepting the truth.
很多人会听到这个真理，但是很多人就完全把它忽略掉了。
You have heard the phrase, "The truth will set you free."
你听过一个说，这个真理可以给你自由。
Certainly, by inviting Jesus into your life, that's what takes place. You are set free from your sin.
由于接受基督到你心里面，然后你就可以把你自己得到从真理里面得到的真自由。
In our passage that we read this morning, Agrippa heard the truth, about Paul's past.
今天我们念到这个使徒行传二十六章说亚基伯王听见这个真理了，但是过去听到而且关于这保罗的过去。
And how God had changed the Apostle Paul.
而且神怎么样子把保罗从一个逼迫基督徒人变成去变成一个基督徒去传福音。
Yet Agrippa ignored the truth.
但是亚基伯王他完全把这个真理就忽略掉了。
There is an added responsibility once that we have heard the truth.
假如我们听到这个真理以后，这会有一个更有一个事情要这个真理要加到我们的身上。
Listen to what the scripture says.
要听这个圣经上怎么讲。
It would be better if they had never known the way to righteousness than to know it and then to reject the command that they have been given to live a holy life.
他们如果他们晓得了义路，结果去给他背弃了，倒不如他们不如没有听见这个福音。
One of the most haunting words in Scripture is the word "remember."
在圣经上的一个来常常会追讨我们的字就是记得或者回想 "remember."
You remember the stories of the rich man and Lazarus.
你们记得在圣经上讲到说财主和拉撒路的故事。
In hell, he is begging for relief and is told, "Remember."
这个财主在地狱里面，他在这里哀求说，叫亚伯拉罕差遣拉撒勒蘸一点水到他舌头上，因为他在那渴得莫名其妙。
Maybe the most important question I could ask us this morning: What is truth?
所以现在我想问的另外一个重要的问题就是说，什么是真理？
Listen to what the Bible has to say in these next few thoughts that we have.
听，我把圣经上告诉我们，圣经上告诉我们什么是真理。
First of all, that we are all sinners.
这个圣经上说，我们都是罪人。
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
圣经上说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
That we deserve eternal hell because of our sin.
因为我们实在是得罪了神，所以我们要进到监狱里面，地狱里面。
Again, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death."
那上面说，因为罪的工价乃是死。
God offers us a gift instead.
而且唯有神的恩赐给我们。
Listen to again what the Word of God says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在主耶稣基督里，就是他的永生是给我们的。
The truth is, we must believe.
这个真理就是我们一定要相信。
And receive.
而且要接受这个真理。
Again, listen to what the Bible says. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power.To become the children of God.
圣经上又告诉我们说，凡是接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们做神的儿女。
What is the truth?
这什么是真理？
That we must repent of our sins.
真理就是说，我们必须要悔改。
The Bible says again, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be forgiven."
圣经上又告诉我们说，你当悔改归罪，使你的罪得以涂抹。
Listen to me carefully.
让你们好好的听我这样讲。
I believe that if you choose to put off salvation and something happens to you, and the Lord returns, that you will go to hell.
所以，我相信，假如你将这个救恩这个事实。一直推延的话，那有预想不到的事会发生在你身上。
Remembering your opportunity today that you refused.
假如你推延的话，到你有一天你会想到说，这个机会来了，我把它推掉了。
God has given every one of us an opportunity to remember.
神给我们在座的每一个人都有个机会来记得这个事情。
The second thought that I would share with you this morning is that some believe they will get there by the skin of their teeth.
所以有些人就会说，我会救活大家的方式，靠我的斧子，靠我的牙齿去。
There is a sense that if I do good and I live a good life, then certainly I will experience eternal life.
有人说，我假如说做好人做好事，我会到神那里去，就会得到永生。
You will not get to heaven because you were almost good enough.
我告诉你，你不能到天堂，仅仅因为说你差不多够好了。
There is no in between.
告诉你，这个中间是没有，要么你去，要么你能去，要么你不能去，没有中间那个路子。
We are either saved or we are lost.
我们要么就得救了，要么我们就永远灭亡。
We will either go to heaven or to hell.
我们要么就上天堂，要么就下地狱。
That's not an easy thought for us to think about.
这个对我们来讲不太容易接受这个想法。
But it is the truth of the Bible.
但是这是圣经上的真理。
The two tragic words, one is remember and the second is unbelief.
第一个我们这个今天讲到的题目是两个 tragic word, 两个是最悲惨的这个，一个是要记得，一个是 the second one,相信是吧？对，不相信。
You may think today that just because you have heard about God and you think about God, that makes you a Christian.
你会讲说，哦，我已经听过这个神，关于神，我已经这个想到关于这个神，就差不多了吧。
Only believing and trusting in the person of Jesus Christ for our source of salvation.
这里告诉我们说，只有相信他，接受主耶稣去做你救主。
It's the only way we can have a right relationship.
这是唯一的方法，我们跟神有一个正常的关系。
Realizing our sins.
要我们第一个要认罪。
And crying out to Him for forgiveness.
要呼求神，求他的赦免，才能得到救恩。
And when we have done that, He receives us and forgives us.And makes us part of His family.
神就会接受我们，然后就赦免我们的罪，然后我们就变成他的一份子。
This last Thursday, it was my privilege to have most of my family around me.
上个礼拜四，我很高兴我们家人都在我们的旁边。
And to be able to know that all of them have invited Jesus into their life.
我看到我们家人中每一个人都。邀请耶稣基督到他们生命中间。
What a joy to know that they have been forgiven and that I will share with them for eternity.
所以我看到我们的家人通通的罪都赦免了，我将来以后永远都会跟他们在一起，在永远的里面。
Let me conclude with these points.
让我来做一个结论在这里。
Festus thought Paul was crazy.
我们刚刚在念的经文啊，使徒行传二十六章里面说，这个菲斯都巡抚，他说什么？他说保罗，你发疯了。
King Agrippa believed him, but wouldn't do anything about it.
亚基伯王他相信了，但是他没有采取进一步的行动。
As far as we know from the scriptures, both men died.And lost their opportunity to receive.
从圣经上记载告诉我们说，这两个人，两个人都死了，而且是永远在地狱里面沉沦了。
Agrippa got no points for being close.
这个亚基伯王并不能够说他差不多相信了，但是差不多相信一点点对他来讲没有用的。
Don't be almost persuaded to give your life to Christ.
你绝对不要说我差不多已经被说服了要接受耶稣基督。
Be altogether committed to accept Him as your Lord.
所以我们应该全心全意的交托我们把我们生命交托给主来得到他给我们的白白的恩典。
It is a free gift.
这是一个白白的恩典。
Billy Graham, in his autobiography, Just As I Am, tells a story.
在 Billy Graham, 格里汉牧师，他在他的自传里面就说，照我本相， 他讲了一个这个故事。
It was a story that took place with a conversation that he had with John F. Kennedy just before he was elected president.
这个故事是他和甘乃迪总统一起有一段谈话，是在这个甘乃迪总统在他就职以前。
While they were driving along, John Kennedy asked Billy Graham, "Do you believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ?"
啊，这个甘乃迪总统那时候已经当选了，但是还没有宣誓。他就说当他甘乃迪总统开车子把他带回去，他说，你相信耶稣基督会再来吗？
Does the church believe in it?
然后你们的教会信吗？
Mr. Graham's response were, they have it in their creeds.
然后说我们天主教也信吗？结果这个格里汉牧师就说 yeah, 天主教在他们的信条里面讲得清清楚楚。
But they certainly don't talk about it very much.
但是他们大概是没有太多的来教导这个事实。
Dr. Graham went on to say that the only way in which the world and an individual will have real peace is that they come to know the Jesus Christ.
这个格里汉牧师要说，这唯一的方法你能够信这个第二次耶稣基督再来，就是说我们一定要知道。
Later on at a prayer breakfast that Mr. Graham and President Kennedy were at, they had a continued conversation about the second coming of Christ.
后来在国家祷告会早祷国家早餐祈祷会中间，他们在那里又谈了一个事实。
President Kennedy asked asked Billy Graham at the end of the time if he could come back to the White House because he wanted to talk to him about something.
那个时候他已经当总统了，这个甘乃迪总统说，哎，你能够跟我回到白宫里面，我愿意跟你再谈谈这些问题。
Mr. Graham said that he wasn't feeling well and that he had a fever and that he thought that he would not want to spend some time with the president because he would pass the germs on to him.
结果格林汉姆说，哎呀，今天我这个祷告会说我有点感冒，但是我没有办法，我不想把我的感冒传给你，所以我就不跟你到白宫去了。
That was the last conversation they ever had because President Kennedy then was assassinated.
他说我们以后再谈，结果这以后再谈就没有了。这个是格里汉姆斯跟甘乃迪总统最后的一次谈话，然后在1963年事后，大家都晓得他在Texas 被谋杀了。
Dr. Graham said that he will always remember, and it will be something that challenges him that he didn't take the opportunity to have that final conversation with the then President Kennedy.
这个格里汉姆说，这个想法常常到他回来，他没有。答应甘乃迪总统那天跟他到白宫去，关于这一切所有甘乃迪总统要想知道的耶稣基督再来，还有关于这个基督教道理。
In the same way today, I preach this message whether you're a Christian or not a Christian.
所以今天我不管你是基督徒或者不是基督徒。
Because I do not want to take any chance that you may be here and we may miss the opportunity of telling you.How you can have a personal relationship with Jesus.
我不愿意在这里失去这个机会使得我要讲东西没有给你讲清楚。
Brothers and sisters, the truth will set you free.
弟兄姐妹知道这个真理能够使你得自由。
And my prayer is that you will invite Jesus to come into your life.
在我祷告中，就是说我希望在座的每一个人都能够邀请耶稣基督到他心里去，
and be confident that you will spend eternity with him.
而且明明确确知道我们在耶稣里面就会得到永生的生命。
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 神祝福你。